How does that heavenly mindset shift how we should be living now, how we should be giving now, how we should be expending ourselves now?
Yeah, it shifts everything. You just mentioned giving. Matthew 6, where Jesus says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Because, and what's the reason for it? Not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it's the smart thing to do. Because if you store up treasures on earth, you're going to be parted from those treasures. I mean, you're not going to spend eternity with those treasures, and they're not going to satisfy you in the first place. Okay, so store up treasures in heaven. How? And contextually, it's very clear in other parallel passages. It's by giving for the sake of other people. It's helping the poor and the needy. It's doing things in terms of supporting the work of Christ and God's kingdom around the earth. So what Jesus is saying with store up for yourselves treasures in heaven rather than on earth is you can't take it with you. We all know that. We should know that, but we don't live as if that were true. You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. And so that's where we are thinking in terms of eternity when we give. Every time I give, I think of the impact, the difference that will be made in the lives of needy people and the eternal difference. I think of sitting down at banquets on the new earth and being able to meet some of the people that we have been able to help through the generous income that God provided for us, all those book royalties, and then a significant portion also of the salary I now receive, which is no longer minimum wage, that we're able to just give to all of these great causes, to support our local church, to do these things. What a joy it is, and that's done with eternity in view. And so what happens is when Scripture says, set your minds above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He's talking about here and now. 2 Peter 3:13 says, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Well, are we looking forward to it? If we are looking forward to it, we will live each day in light of it. So I think what we do is then, what God allows us to do is to take the promises of eternity and front load those into our life here and now, so that the joy promised me for all eternity, which I can't fully and totally experience yet, is there's a down payment of it that I get in advance, like the down payment of the Holy Spirit's presence in us, knowing that forever is going to be even a lot better, but he's here with me right now, and he intercedes for me right now. So front load into your life today the joys of eternal life and anticipating it. When we anticipate anything, if you're going to go on a vacation, maybe a place you haven't been to before, what do? You look it up on the internet. You talk to people who have been there. Oh, where should I go? What should I do? And isn't this great? You know, and that's what we should do. Think about it right now, and then it will govern you. It will give you a happiness, a fulfillment. Another big subject I've given a lot of attention to, a big book called Happiness, and again, four or five spinoff books from that devotional and different things. Well, why did I talk about that? Well, because if we are living in light of eternity, we should be able to live in a true happiness, a true joy in Christ right now, even in a world of sin and suffering. And by God's grace, I can say, since Nancy died, as great as my grief has been in so many respects, I've experienced a predominant amount of happiness for her and for the promise that I will be with Jesus and with her forever.